Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
South African Airways has recorded a net profit of 252 million rand for the 22-23 financial year, marking its first positive bottom line since 2012. Group revenue increasing 183% from 2 billion to 5.7, EBITDA swinging from a negative 1 billion in the previous year to 277 million rand. This is the first fiscal year of commercial operations since SAA exited business rescue and resumed flights in September 2021. The interim chief executive officer of the carrier is Professor John Lomola, who joins me on the program now. Now, Professor, first of all, then, you'll be happy with these numbers, but how sustainable is this profit in the long term, given SAA's history of financial struggles and previous dependence on bailouts?
Yeah, thank you, Jeremy. In fact, the key news is exactly the fact that this is sort of a sustainable foundation that this set of financials is announcing. You'll recall that South African Airways emerged out of business rescue at the middle of 2021. And the first year before this one, we operated only for 8 months. And this essentially is the first full year of operations out of business rescue, where South African Airways was restructured, and not only restructured in terms of its balance sheet, but where a new a management ethos was put in place, governance procedures put in place, and a plan of ensuring that SAA will grow, not dependent at all on the fiscus. So I can confidently say that the future of SAA, based on the framework that this results prove that the framework of the plan that we launched on works, and if pulled on, it will work. This financial year has talked to SAA only until the end of April 2023. SAA, up to the end of April 2024, those financials are currently being put together, and there's going to be also a wonderful announcement, hopefully around February, March, that will prove that there is a sustainable trajectory of growth and sustainability for SAA from henceforth.
But Professor, having said that, though, how much of SAA's debt and legacy costs, such as pensions and settlements with creditors, have been addressed in these numbers? Are they reflected in the profit statement?
Absolutely, they are. The only sort of debt that has had to be reflected in terms of accounting rules, which remains in our balance sheet, is the unflown ticket liability, which is a rolling liability that any airline incurs as it flies. Because remember, people buy tickets sometimes 6 months prior to flying. But SAA does not have any long-term threatening debts. There is no interest-bearing debt that is any of alarm to SAA going forward.
And you're confident then to say emphatically that no more assistance from Treasury, no more bailouts?
Well, bailout is not a good word. No more contribution from the shareholder. That is the template that we're working on. And that is simple. The amount of contribution from the shareholder could only be required based on the scope of the extension or the size of an SAA, expansion of SAA, that we will want to have. We have agreed with the board and everyone at this stage that SAA is resized and will grow very prudently to the degree that it does not create external debt. And when it reaches a stage where the shareholder will decide that SAA will maybe need 50 planes, new generation aircraft, etc., at that stage, we will then seek an equity partner, which could be in the form of a partner international airline that will enable SAA to enter markets that it's not currently having access to.
How far are you from thinking about that equity partner?
We are thinking about it now because we have a five-year plan, as we have just emerged out of our annual strategic plan that we have session, sort of strategic planning session that we have every September, October month. We have a five-year plan that shows that in the coming 3 years, SAA will be able to survive from its own operational revenues. But if we are to move into the kind of aircraft that we need, fuel efficient, and that are environmentally compliant with the new rules happening in Europe and all over the world, we're going to need expensive aircraft. And at that stage, we will then, during next year, get into very serious discussions with the shareholder on the kind of strategic partner that SAA will need for that.
In terms of that plan going forward, Professor Lamola, is there going to be more of a focus on the regional African market and less of a focus on the domestic market?
SAA's model is very unique. SAA, or we have affirmed that SAA is a premier network carrier. As a network carrier, SAA seeks to connect a long-haul destinations, sort of, you know, connecting South Africa with its major trade partners. Yes, in Africa, which we call our regional market, and the intercontinental ones. To that degree, the domestic market serves as a kind of a feeder into our regional network as well as our international network. The South African domestic market is very small and is very crowded. There is more supply than demand in terms of aircraft airline seats that have been put into the market. So for us as SAA, we are very fortunate that we have retained an SAA with an ability to ply the long-haul or medium-haul African market, which anyway has higher yields than the domestic market. And that remains a core to our business.
And Professor, just a final question, the 252 million rand profit. Are you able to provide a more detailed breakdown of the profit sources? In other words, ticket sales, cargo, partnerships, one-off transactions. And if you can do that, are there risks of these revenue streams in any way declining in the next reporting period?
Yeah. Yes, that information obviously is available, for instance, just on airline revenue. Airline revenue is about 5.4 billion rand, which is from ticket sales. The other 100 million rand is contributed from our subsidiaries. And indeed, that percentage of that is cargo, which is not clearly stated in the AFS that are published, but that information can be provided. But it provides, because SAA does not have dedicated freighters, cargo is still one of the opportunities that we have for growth for SAA going forward. The key thing, Jeremy, is the EBITDA, which is a key performance indicator for us as an airline, where the EBITDA of 277 million rand positive produced by the airline can only grow. And that can only grow as we increase our routes and as we increase our fleet and as we manage our costs very carefully, which is what is in place currently.
I'm going to leave it there. Professor John Lamola, thank you very much indeed. Interim Chief Executive Officer, South African Airways.
Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.